AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. President Trump will deliver his second administration's first State of the Union address tonight. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports on what to expect.
6 weeks after being sworn in a year ago, the president addressed lawmakers for what wasn't technically a State of the Union, for a record 100 minutes. This time,
it's going to be a long speech because we have so much to talk about.
He's trying to pitch voters on keeping GOP majorities in November's midterm elections, focused on the economy. But polling shows many Americans are not happy with his handling of the economy, with prices still high. Top House Democrat Hakeem Jeffries says the president can come to the Capitol and spin the State of the Union however he wants.
It's a disaster.
Some Democrats plan to skip the speech. Jeffries says he will be in the House chamber, which he says is our house, not the president's.
You don't let anyone ever run you off of your block.
France's spat with the U.S. ambassador to the country has taken another turn. The French foreign minister says the top U.S. diplomat in France must respond to a summons and won't have access to French government officials until he complies. French authorities had summoned Ambassador Charles Kushner for a meeting yesterday over the Trump administration's tweets relating to the beating death in France of a far-right activist. French diplomats said Kushner did not show up to the meeting. In Arizona, the disappearance of Today Show host Savannah Guthrie's mother 3 weeks ago has inspired a small number of volunteers to launch their own searches in the dense desert near her home. The Pima County Sheriff's Department says it appreciates the concern for Nancy Guthrie. However, they ask people interested in volunteering to give investigators space to do their jobs. This is AP News. The AP's Jennifer King reports on the first day of a murder trial of a Park City, Utah woman accused of slipping her husband a fatal overdose.
As arguments get underway at the trial for Corey Richens, accused in her husband's 2022 death, Summit County prosecutor Brad Bloodworth portrayed the Utah mother and child's book author as a money-hungry killer who slipped a lethal dose of fentanyl into Eric Richens' cocktail.
For his money and to get a fresh start at life.
Bloodworth told jurors the defendant was deeply in debt and planning a future with another man. Her defense attorney, Catherine Nestor.
You know what you're never going to hear? Is how that fentanyl got inside of him.
Richens faces nearly three dozen counts, including aggravated murder, forgery, and fraud. Among the key witnesses expected to be called to the courthouse in Park City is the family's housekeeper, Carmen Lauber, who claims to have sold fentanyl to Corey Richens on multiple occasions.
I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.